ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House, in a statement, is condemning calls for violence targeting Jewish students as anti-Israel protests at New York's Columbia University have led some Jewish groups to say they do not feel safe on campus. The number three Republican in the House, Elise Stefanik, is calling on Columbia's president to resign. Saturday, the House voted to send $26 billion in military aid to Israel. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California said he voted against it because of Israel's conduct during its war with Gaza.
This was a stance against a blank check to Netanyahu and offensive weapons unconditionally while he's talking about going into Rafah when we know more women and children are going to die.
Netanyahu said he would fight any effort to sanction his military. That bill now heads to the Senate. Opening statements begin tomorrow in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. This is ABC News. The foreign aid bill that passed the House included a provision that gives TikTok's China-based owner a year to sell its share in the social media platform or face a ban in the U.S. ABC's Zareen Shah has more.
If the Chinese finder does not find a buyer, the app would face a nationwide ban. They could also likely try challenging the law in court using a First Amendment argument. These types of potential challenges could delay Congress's 12-month sell timeline or block the law altogether. All of this is enough for the platform's 170 million U.S. users to be on edge. But mom Allie Murray, the director of the American Parents Coalition, says she is relieved that steps are taking place.
Kids are being served content about eating disorders and self-harm and glorifying these things.
Civil War led the weekend box office for the second weekend in a row, taking in $11.1 million. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Clear with frost possible in spots tonight, low 34. Increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow with a 40% chance of scattered showers in the later afternoon with a high of 64. Winds will be out of the southwest at 12 to 25 miles per hour. And occasional showers likely tomorrow night with a low of 47. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 59 degrees.
Don't miss out on Lipstick and Dipsticks, a free women's car care clinic hosted by TC Auto Works in collaboration with Passages. Join them on Tuesday, April 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at TC Auto Works for an informative session on basic car care, automotive lingo, basic automotive service, tire care, and wiper replacement. Plus, all participants will receive a free gift bag, and there will be free prize drawings. Save the date and mark your calendars for this empowering event on Tuesday, April 23rd. At TC Auto Works, located at 1201 U.S. Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, April 21st. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Two state legislators who serve on legislative committees overseeing colleges and universities will speak about the future of the universities of Wisconsin tomorrow in Muscadet. State Senator Kelda Royce and Assembly Representative Katrina Shankland will share their experiences regarding recent higher education funding negotiations. In October 2023, UW System President Jay Rothman closed the UW-Richland campus, which has been a mainstay of Richland County since 1967. UW-Richland was one of 13 two-year campuses in the UW system and as recently as 2013 served 400 students. After a series of legislative budget cuts and consolidation measures, 2021 enrollment plummeted by 85% to 60 students. Also in October 2023, UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivedovich announced the elimination of 111 positions at the UW-Platteville campus, a staff reduction of more than 12%. This included 49 academic staff, 27 university staff, and 20 limited appointments, 11 faculty retirements, and as well as 4 positions from other categories. In the last 6 months, the UW system has closed four additional two-year campuses, including UW Fond du Lac, UW Marinette, UW Washington County, and UW Waukesha. Two-year campuses across the state are located in more rural areas and have increased higher education access at lower tuition rates for students. When adjusted for inflation, the UW system has experienced an approximate $500 million legislative budget cut between 2001 and 2022 from $1.7 billion to $1.2 billion. State of Wisconsin appropriations to the UW system have also fallen from 38% of the total UW system budget in 1992 to 18% in 2022. Senator Royce, a member of the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue, and Representative Shanklin, member of the Assembly Committee of Colleges and Universities, will discuss the legislature's role in budget cuts. They will also share their views about the future of the University of Wisconsin in rural Wisconsin. Representative Shanklin will discuss the recent higher education bill package, which invests in technical colleges, universities, and financial aid for students. You are invited to attend the forum at the Crotwell Memorial Building Tuesday night at 6. Doors will open at 5:30 for an opportunity to meet and greet the legislators. The forum will last until 7. Refreshments will be provided by the Richland and Grant County Democratic parties. No fees or donations will be solicited or collected. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for its 2025 class of conservation wardens. The application period will run through May 7th. This year's warden opportunities will include a major state park and forest assignments across Wisconsin. The DNR will hire approximately 10 full-time wardens for the upcoming class, who will begin training in January or April 2025, depending on the applicant's prior law enforcement experience. Potential applicants can learn more about the conservation warden career and hiring process on our warden recruitment webpage or by watching a brief video on the DNR's YouTube channel. To apply, visit wisc.jobs and search for job ID 13900. Applicants do not need prior law enforcement experience to apply. DNR conservation wardens are credentialed law enforcement officers stationed statewide serving rural and urban communities. Wardens enforce laws that protect fish and wildlife, the environment, state parks and forests, and outdoor recreation enthusiasts. The warden career offers opportunities to protect the state's natural resources, build relationships, and serve communities in unique and essential ways. Conservation wardens also serve as ambassadors and educators, teaching the public about natural resources, outdoor safety, and environmental conservation. The DNR has resources available for those considering becoming a conservation warden. Join them for a live virtual info session on Tuesday from 6 to 7 to discuss the hiring process, training program, and more. Pre-registration is required. Conservation wardens around the state will open office hour sessions for prospective applicants to discuss the career and ask questions. Those interested in applying are encouraged to contact Mary Bisch at mary.bisch@wisconsin.gov. That's mary.bisch@wisconsin.gov with any questions about the application process. WRCO's Michael Hernan has some homecoming information.
The 2024 UW-Richland homecoming event is vastly approaching. The event includes a women's basketball game and a men's basketball game. Here's Secretary of the Campus Alumni Association and Homecoming Chair Elizabeth Deidelhoff on the event while speaking on the April 4th morning show.
We're really excited. We love this event. It brings in a lot of people from different eras. And this year, our theme is the doors are closed, memories are forever. And I know that there are a lot of mourning people, maybe not, but the campus doors are closed, but we want to continue to do the events that we've always done. So homecoming and the fall brunch just out, you know, getting people together for the homecoming in the spring and then doing that brunch in the fall to honor the outstanding alumni. So today our primary focus here is to talk about the upcoming event, and we're really excited to be able to do it at the campus in the Roadrunner Gymnasium. I know that that place, especially for the players, holds a special place in everybody's heart. And so we just want to invite everybody back and really, we want to see you. You know, the event, we see people from all ages, all generations, and it is a really good event for a lot of people.
Having a lot of people participating is crucial for any event to succeed. Here's Deidelhoff on the numbers from previous years and expected numbers for this year.
Last year we had good numbers. Typically the women game, we have 5-on-5. Sometimes we have 3-on-3. It just depends on availability. And the men, we usually don't have any issue with. I will say right now, the women are registered before the men this year. The men numbers are a little bit lower than what we normally see. But I'm hoping by getting the word out a little bit more, we can bring those people that always come back every single year to play, get them registered, and get their spot confirmed for them.
Here's Deidelhoff on the date and what times the basketball games will be at.
So it is the last weekend in April. It's April 27th, and the women play at 11, and the men play at 12:30.
For big events, some people like to go early, and some like to stay later. Here's Deidelhoff on when the earliest time you can show up and how long you can stay.
We get there, registration starts about 10, so if you want to be there at 10, we'll welcome you in the door. And then we stay until the last player leaves, and we don't push anybody out. So, you know, if people want to stay and mingle after the men's game, traditionally we've done the men's game a little bit later, but we found that the women want to watch the men's game. Just kind of has always just been the tradition. You know, when we were playing in school, the women always played first. The women always typically stayed and watched the men's game. The men hardly ever played first. So it's just kind of one of those traditions where we want to stick around, and having less lull time in between, even if the men's game doesn't start right at 12:30, we think we're going to have a little bit less downtime. For those people traveling a little bit further, they can get out a little bit sooner too. It's going to be a great event.
Spending time with family is very important. Lots of events like these give families something to do and enjoy themselves. Here's Deidelhoff on the family aspects of the event.
It is. It does bring, for the most part, the families all come and they watch, you know, their significant other or spouse or their kids watch. And then when there's downtime off to the side, either before or after, you know, little kiddos are running around with the balls and having a good old time.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Michael is a senior at Riverdale High School working as an intern at WRCO. And become a fair judge. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is offering an online training webinar for newly licensed fair judges, as well as those interested in learning more about the general principles of serving as a judge at a Wisconsin county or district fair. The training webinar will be held Tuesday beginning at 6 via Microsoft Teams. Some of the topics to be covered during the webinar include the basics of judging at a county or district fair, steps to becoming a judge, expectations of judges, and the types of judging such as conference or face-to-face. There will also be time for those in attendance to ask questions related to serving as a judge at Wisconsin county and district fairs. Participants can register for the webinar by sending an email to datcpfairs@wisconsin.gov. Please provide name, mailing address, phone number, and email address. A confirmation email will be sent back containing a link to the webinar and presentation slides that can be downloaded prior to the training. WRCO News Time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Spring Smoker's Special, Smithfield Bone-In Pork Loins, 99 cents a pound. Baby back ribs, singles and three packs, $2.75 a pound, meaty back ribs, $2.75 a pound, spare ribs, $2.25 a pound, needle tenderized sirloin steaks, $6 a pound, turkey drumsticks, $2.95 a pound, lemon pepper young whole chickens, $1.25 a pound, and chicken halves, $1.50 a pound. Don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Today is Sunday, April 21st. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 10 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green tomorrow from 9 until the time of Mass at 10. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain. Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Graveside services will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests people wear flannel to honor Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or a Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 31st, at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home, with times to be announced later. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Brooklyn and Stephen Peterson had a daughter, Stevie Sharon Pauline. Megan and David Jones had a daughter, Ren L. And Kelsey Ward and Nick Miranda had a daughter, Macy Joe.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Hope you enjoyed all that sunshine today. It was clear skies basically all the way from Nebraska and the Dakotas, clear over to Michigan and Illinois, and it looks like we'll get to enjoy lots of stars tonight. Do be alert for a little bit of scattered frost as well. Now tomorrow, slightly warmer air moving in as gusty southwest winds develop ahead of the next front. That should sweep through here late tomorrow into Tuesday morning, could bring us some occasional showers. Doesn't look like anything real heavy, but maybe up to a few tenths of an inch of rainfall. And behind that, another shot of cooler air coming in as we head into Tuesday night into Wednesday. In fact, some more frost is likely Wednesday and Thursday mornings. Then we'll see the next warm-up and move in very late this week and into the upcoming weekend. More humidity as well. A rather robust storm system will be approaching from the southwest. Could bring some heavier showers and thunderstorms off and on from Friday afternoon through next weekend, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. So tonight, look for clear skies with some areas of frost possible. Low temperature from the low to mid-30s. Light northwest wind becoming southwest. And tomorrow, increasing clouds and breezy. 40% chance of scattered showers in the later afternoon, high near 64 with southwest winds of 12 to 25. Monday night, occasional showers likely, low at 47. Tuesday, variably cloudy, chance of spotty showers early in the morning, another chance later in the afternoon, high up to 63. Heading into Wednesday, mostly sunny, colder than normal, low 31, high 54. Thursday should be partly cloudy, not too bad, just a chilly start at 30 degrees, high near 60. Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers likely by afternoon, low 40 with a high of 63. Saturday, showers likely in the morning, then variably cloudy and warmer, low in the upper 40s with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great evening.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 59 degrees, which is also our current daytime high after a morning low of 25. Yesterday's high was 39 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1985 is 85 degrees, with a record low of 20 set back in 1956. Last year's high was 50 with a low of 37. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:51 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:08. Winds are out of the southwest at 9 to 11 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.08, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Owen Miller broke a scoreless tie with a two-run single, and Colin Ray tossed five shutout innings to lead the Milwaukee Brewers to a 2-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals today. Sonny Gray struck out 12 batters over 6 1/3 innings for the Cardinals, who have lost 4 in a row. Ray gave up 5 hits over 5-plus innings and left after walking Paul Goldschmidt to begin the 6th. Miller, who was recalled from Triple A Nashville on Tuesday, hit a 2-run single in the 7th after Blake Perkins and Bryce Turang singled with one out. And the Milwaukee Brewers will be traveling to Pittsburgh tomorrow to take on the Pirates. First pitch for that game will be at 5:45, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame of the broadcast starting at 5:05. Casey Mize pitched six scoreless innings for his major league win since first, or I should say his for his major league win since 2021. And Buddy Kennedy homered as the Detroit Tigers beat the Minnesota Twins 6-1. Spencer Torkelson had two hits, scored twice, and drove in two runs. Riley Green scored three times for the Tigers, who improved to 8-3 on the road. Mize gave up five hits. Walked three, and struck out four in his first victory since August 24, 2021 at St. Louis. The topic in the 2018 amateur draft missed nearly all of the past two seasons because of Tommy John surgery and a back operation. The Twins have lost 6 of 7 and are hitting .195, the second worst batting average in the big leagues. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, the Marlins beat the Cubs by a score of 6-3, so that means the Cubs fall two games behind the Brewers for the division lead. Elsewhere, the Red Sox beat the Pirates 6-1, the Yankees defeated the Rays 5-4, the Nationals beat the Astros 6-0, it was the Phillies over the White Sox 8-2, the Guardians defeated the Athletics 6-2, the Reds beat the Angels 3-0, it was the Orioles shutting out the Royals 5-0, and the Rockies defeated the Mariners by a score of 2-1. Games that are currently going on, the Giants are trailing the Diamondbacks by a score of 3-2 in the top of the ninth. In the bottom of the eighth, it's the Blue Jays leading the Blue Jays trailing the Padres, 4-3. And at the end of the eighth, the Dodgers are shutting out the Mets by a score of 10-0. Also coming up at 6:10, it'll be the Rangers facing the Braves at Atlanta, and the Rockies will be hosting the Mariners in game two of that doubleheader that they are playing today. Los Angeles Dodgers slugger Shohei Ohtani has broken Hideki Matsui's record of the most homers hit by a Japanese-born player in Major League Baseball. Ohtani crushed a two-run homer deep into the right field bleachers off Adrian Hauser of the New York Mets in the third inning at Dodger Stadium. The homer was the 176th of Ohtani's six-plus seasons in the majors. That's one more than Matsui, who played the final 10 seasons of his 20-year pro career in North America. The homer was Ohtani's fifth for the Dodgers, who signed the two-time AL MVP to a $700 million contract last winter. The Milwaukee Bucks are starting the playoffs without Giannis Antetokounmpo due to the left calf strain that knocked the two-time MVP out for the Bucks' final three regular season games. Coach Doc Rivers says Antetokounmpo was out for game one of the Bucks Eastern Conference first-round playoff series against the Indiana Pacers on Sunday, or he will be out of that series. Rivers said Antetokounmpo looks better, for sure, but the coach did not offer any clarity on when Antetokounmpo might be available to play. Game two is Tuesday in Milwaukee. The Bucks went 4-5 without Antetokounmpo during the regular season, and you'll be able to hear that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame starts at 5:30, and tip-off will be at 6. Jason Tatum notched his first career playoff triple-double with 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists to lead the Boston Celtics past the Miami Heat 114-94 to open their first-round playoff series. Derek White added 20 points and 4 assists for Boston, which finished with 6 players in double figures. Miami spoiled the Celtics' NBA Finals dream last season, but Boston fed off the energy of the TD Garden crowd, knocking down 22 three-pointers and outscoring the Heat 31-14 in the third quarter. The Celtics had grown as high as 34 points in the fourth. Bam Adebayo scored 24 points for Miami, which played without star Jimmy Butler following his right knee injury during the play-in round. Elsewhere in the NBA, one more final to pass along from today, and that's the Nuggets beating the Lakers by a score of 114-103. And as I just mentioned, the Bucks will be coming up shortly to take on the Pacers. And also in the NBA, a game going on tonight includes the Thunder hosting the Pelicans in a first-round playoff game, and that will tip off at 8:30 this evening. Following a sign-stealing scandal that rocked college football and hung over Michigan's championship run in 2023, the NCAA's Oversight Committee approved the use of coach-to-player helmet communications in games for the 2024 season. The Football Rules Committee last month made a recommendation to allow, but not require, teams at the highest tier of the Division I to use radio technology similar to what the NFL teams use to call in plays. Only one player for each team will be permitted to be in communication with coaches while on the field. And J.J. McCarthy is expected to be the first of many Michigan men drafted from its national championship team. The Wolverines had a record 18 players at the draft combine, giving them a chance to be the first school with at least 16 prospects picked in one NFL draft. Georgia's 2022 national championship team set the standard since the draft went to seven rounds with 15 players picked, including a record-tying five first-round selections in the 2023 draft. McCarthy may be Michigan's only player taken among the top 32 on the draft this Thursday night in Detroit. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
100.9 WRCO.
Some news. Don't you tell Daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think, and I'm still writing songs. Just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way. I met somebody.
Doing
opens the door and he don't make me cry. He ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home. Yeah, he's got me doing things I've never done. I met somebody and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door and he don't make me cry. He ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home. Yeah, he's got me doing things I've never done. In Georgia they call it a sin, and I still want the dogs to win, but I'm wearing Tennessee orange for him.
Drinking this beer, wishing I'd done everything right, hoping you'll come back to me one night. I'll never get over you. You'll do whatever you want to. You'll make a million friends. You'll get wherever you're going to. Yeah, you'll fall in love again. But I'll still be sitting right here thinking about you, drinking this beer, wishing I'd done everything right, hoping you'll come back to me one night. I'll never get over you. That's what I'm doing, wasting all of my time. Oh, but it don't matter what you're ruining. The best thing you're ever gonna find. But I'll still be sitting right here thinking about you, drinking this beer, wishing I'd done everything right, hoping you'll come back to me one night. I'll never get over you. I'll never get over you. As long as I live, I'll never give up thinking I can win. Drinking this beer, wishing I'd done everything right, hoping you'll come back to me one night. I'll never get over you. I'll still be sitting right here thinking about you, drinking this beer, wishing I'd done everything right, hoping you'll come back to me one night. I'll never get over you. No, I'll never get.
Life in a river town.
don't slow me down. That's life in a river town. Lawn chairs and water to our asses. Sipping on a cold beer from a cup. Ball caps and sexy Walmart glasses. Watching all those hot girls shake their butts. Don't slow me down. That's life in a river town. No, don't slow me down. That's life in a river town.
To the sink and pour it out. When I get to drinking, say things I don't mean, and I know that's the reason you're leaving now. I wish you'd turn that car around. When you said you were sad, I didn't listen. You're barely even gone and I'm already missing. You know that'll change, don't throw it away. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better. Working on me every minute since you've been gone, I've been down here. And if you give me a chance, I'll be the man that you need. Maybe if you come back, I'll be better. Talk to my mama, talk to my friends. Told everybody about you leaving. They're all saying they see a difference. Girl, you can call them if you don't believe it. Or baby, you can just call me. When you said you were sad, I didn't listen. You're barely even gone and I'm already missing. You know that'll change, don't throw it away. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better. Working on me every minute since you've been gone. I've been down here and if you give me a chance, I'll be the man that you need. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better. You can't be that far from town. I wish you'd turn that car around. When you said you were sad, I didn't listen. You're barely even gone and I'm already missing you. When you said you were sad, I didn't listen. You're barely even gone and I'm already missing you. Know that I'll change, don't throw it away. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better. Working on me every minute since you've been gone, I've been down here. And if you give me a chance, I'll be the man that you need. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better.
That was Caleb Sanders with Be Better on Country and Community WRCL. Before that, we heard from Chris Webb as well as the Randy Rogers Band. Well, right now, it's pretty much sunny still outside and temperature 59 degrees. Here at the WRCL studios, we are still getting winds anywhere from 8 to 10 miles per hour. And those should be dying off and dying off soon. And hopefully you got out and enjoyed some of this beautiful weather today. And just wanted to let you know, going on tonight, that the Music Memories featuring Mark Glassbrenner and Wayne Ross will be held at 7 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The performance is free, and a free will offering will be taken with proceeds going to the Feed My Starving Children organization and missionaries. All are welcome. And coming up, top of the hour is Old Country with Bo Hendricks. Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today.
Don't miss out on Lipstick and Dipsticks, a free women's car care clinic hosted by TC Auto Works in collaboration with Passages. Join them on Tuesday, April 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at TC Auto Works for an informative session on basic car care, automotive lingo, basic automotive service, tire care, and wiper replacement. Plus, all participants will receive a free gift bag, and there will be free prize drawings. Save the date and mark your calendars for this empowering event on Tuesday, April 23rd at TC Auto Works, located at 1201 U.S. Highway 14 in Richland Center.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or email us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Drop some money in the jukebox, punch number two country song. Just another little ditty about how somebody did somebody wrong. And the singer did some complaining about how she never really treated him right. But the train kept on rolling right through the night. I, train, train, train. come on back, don't take my love with you. You're just gonna leave me standing here so lonely and blue. Train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. Standing here at the station with my heart on two. The words to that country song kinda made me stop and think. Self in his shoes, and I owed me another drink. How many times is a man not feeling fine? But the train keeps on rolling right through the night. I heard, train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. You're just gonna leave me standing here so lonely and blue. Train, come on back, don't take my love with you. I'm standing here at the station with my heart on two. By the time I finally made it on home, I figured she'd be already gone. The note that she left on the table didn't let me know where she was gone. I kept on reading it over till the morning drowned out the light. But the train kept on rolling right through the night. I said, train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. Gonna leave me standing here so lonely and blue. Train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. Standing here at the station with my heart on you too. I said, train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. Just gonna leave me standing here so lonely and blue. Train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. I'm standing here at the station with my heart talking to.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Well, it's about time for me to wrap things up and make room for Old Country, which will be coming up here just in about a minute or so, right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Tim Zeta, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back on with some more great country music. I'll play that pretty much after our high school sports broadcast tomorrow night. And it looks like there's a 40% chance of scattered showers later in the afternoon, so hopefully that won't affect the games very much, but we'll keep you informed right here on WRCO 100.9 on if there's any cancellations or if those games have been moved to a different time. Also, we will be bringing you some more great music during the overnight after Old Country, our regular lineup of music. And then at 5 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning, be sure to tune in to the Light in the Milk House show with your host, Mr. Phil Nee. Phil will be bringing you some great classic country music. Bull will be doing that, but some great country music for your entertainment. He'll also be having trivia, sports, news, weather. He'll have Henry Bray in the studio, so good old Hank will be in the studio. So Phil Neal will be entertaining.